Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Charles, quick question for you. What is your ca- I guess you have another balance with a company called Cabbage. Can you tell me what your loan balance is?
Yeah, the loan balance total is it is, let me see. I believe it's actually 6,300, but it's paid back over a very short amount of time.
Okay. So
And
I
the
have.
payback is very low on that.
Okay. So I've got an approval for you. And I want to make sure the numbers work. So I've got an approval for you for, and it's, I'd rather not get in kind of a war with OnDeck. I know their product, and I think we're, they might try to undercut us. But what I've got you approved for is called a refinance. So essentially, it pays off Cabot, it pays off OnDeck. But does not. Well, there's two ways to slice it. The first way is we would give you, if we pay off on deck and your get your Cabbage balance paid off, we give you 56 grand. It's a 12-month term at very good pricing to start the relationship. And can you confirm you borrowed how much from on deck initially?
Yeah, the on deck is let me see. The on deck, how much it was total?
Yeah, you borrowed 50 and you're paying back 65, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
And is that your
I
first
pay
loan with
back
them?
1,250 a week for a year.
And was that your first loan with them?
No, we've re-upped a couple with them.
Okay, and was your first was as you kept on going, was your loans cheaper as time went on? Did they lower the cost?
I think a very, very small amount did they
Okay.
lower the cost.
So your first loan, this loan, so what this loan is, and I want to give you an apples to apples comparison. So you got a $50,000 loan from them. Your payback was a 1.3 over 12 months. So that means you borrowed 50,000, your payback was 65,000 over 12 months. I also know that when OnDeck first starts a relationship, and I know OnDeck, I know guys that work there, it's a great company, but I know when they first start doing your loan, they charge a 2.5% origination fee, and as you re-up with them, they kind of drop that origination fee. I want to give you a side-by-side comparison on what Bank of Cardiff can provide, so you can understand what the difference is. We might, instead of getting, I think it's the ability for you to start a relationship where the first time out it's cheaper. So they have you approve, they give you a $50,000 loan with a 1.3 for 12 months, and that's after the relationship. And originally they're going to charge you fees. I can give you $56,000. I can charge you a 1.28, so 2% cheaper. And even though this is only our first transaction, I can offer you no origination fee as well, which to me starts you at a better price point to go down as time goes on. The only thing that I need to clarify is this loan we would have to it's not it's this loan we would have to pay off OnDeck and Cabbage, or at least have Cabbage be to zero balance. I also need to make sure, typically our loan is a 50-50 split. So do you know your exact OnDeck balance right now?
No, I would have to get the exact balance. So it's approved for 55.
56.
No, that I don't think that would make it at 50%.
Well, what I'm going to see is if we can bend the rules a little and get it so we would do, pay them off 30 and give you 28 or bump it a little. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what would it be a daily payment or a weekly payment?
It'd be a daily payment, but to be blunt, this loan is cheaper. This is a cheaper loan than your OnDeck loan, even though you re-up with them multiple times. So the way that I slice it is this. I'm assuming that if you go back to OnDeck, they'll be our loan. But it's the opportunity you to start someone that's coming to you and saying, hey, look, Bank of Cardiff, with the first time out, is offering you a cheaper loan than your
Yeah.
second or third loan with OnDeck, which I think
Yeah,
helps
but
true value.
on deck's not gonna re-up with us until we're 50% paid with them.
And when's your 50% pay-in?
That's gonna be probably, I believe, in about a month.
Okay. And I think with our list loan, we can actually do a payoff at 40 to 45%, but it's a little sooner. So here's the next step. I know you're looking for an answer, so I want to see if we can bump this up a little, assuming your OnDeck balance is 30, and that Cabbage loan. Can you?
I think it's about 35, and I know the Cabbage is total of the total with them is going to be, let's see, 43. probably about 7,000 total, including what they the upcharge and stuff. No. It'd probably be about 6,000 total.
All right. And I don't think, I'm pretty sure on this loan, we don't have that 50-50 rule. So we might be able to fund this even if you're not netting 50%. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, first of all, what's the daily payment going to be on this?
I can give you all that. It's a 128, just so you know. So you have a 128 over 12 months. It's a more attractive offer. Assuming we do 252 days, and I can see if we can do weekly, but if we did right. 56,000, it's a, do you understand though what I'm saying by 128?
No, I don't know what that means.
Okay, so let me explain that, because that's the most important metric here. Just like square footage and granite.
Yes.
Your on deck loan, there's a cost of these loans. So your on deck loan is a 1.3 over 12 months, which means you're borrowing $50,000, you're multiplying that by a 1.3, and that's getting you your payback of $65,000 over a year. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So to give you an apples to apples comparison, we're giving you a 1.28, zero fees. We're waiving the origination fee. We have a similar origination fee, but we're just waiving it for you. So we're waiving the origination fee and giving you a 1.28 over 12 months, which means on an apples to apples comparison, your payback would be over for 56,000. Well, I'm going to give you 50,000 just so you can understand apples. The same loan would cost you $1,000 less. 1.28 times 50,000 is 64,000. So if you compare our loan to even your third or second time with OnDeck, our loan is $1,000 cheaper. And that's a starting point.
What would the weekly payment be on 56,000?
So let's walk you through that. So if we did 56,000, and then I'll see if we can do weekly. I'm not gonna don't nail me to this if I can't get it. But if you did 56,000, we're gonna multiply that by 1.28. The payback is 71,680. So assuming we're doing 252 days, that's 284 a day. But what we're going to do is we're going to just going to get you to a weekly cost there. So if we did 56,000 and we multiply that by 1.28, which is 71,680, if we did weekly, it'd be 1,378 a week. And the reason why it's a little higher than what you're used to is because the loan amount is 56 versus 50. But it is a cheaper loan.
Yeah, nah, that's not going to work for me. And I'll tell you why. I did the last time that I re-upped with OnDeck, it was actually 56,000, I believe, and my weekly payment is 1250, and right. I'm not okay with going up from there.
Okay, so let's
something in those numbers is off.
Hold on.
Yeah, I pay 1250 a week with OnDeck, and to be honest with you, I'm just not willing to pay off OnDeck. And the other, unless I was A, going to get a much better loan, and B, I was going to net, $30,000. It's not going to be worth it for me.
Say that again?
So in this case, I think the only thing that's going to work for me with you guys is a second position loan that I could do, like we spoke about $100 a day, with something like $20,000.
I mean, here's what I'd like you to do, because my goal is not to, like, push you around, but it's also to speak frankly to you, because I've been in the sound business for 12 years, I have a lot of experience. So the reality is a second position loan is not a good loan for you. It's more expensive. Also, just, you know, it violates your on-debt contract, and it's not the way to go. There's no reason anyone should borrow a second position loan if they have the opportunity to refinance. Because the cost, just to give you an idea, the cost of the loan that you have approved right now, here, Charles, I'll give it to you, I don't care. But why would you pay a 1.35 for 6 months when you can pay a 1.258 for 12 months?
That's but Ruben, from what you're telling me right now, your loan is more expensive than OnDeck.
The 6 month loan is extremely more expensive than OnDeck.
I'm sorry?
The six-month loan is way more expensive than OnDeck.
No, you were telling me that you had a different one that we would be looking at, a better option than the six-month loan.
Oh, so on this loan, yeah, but they're only going to – if you do – so I can give you that option also. On this loan – and take your time. Think about it. There's no pressure. But on this loan, on a second position on this program for 12 months, they'll offer to you, but you're not going to like the offer. It's $6,000. It's not going to do anything for your business. You're not going to accept a $6,000 offer. I don't think that really does anything for you.
Yeah, but I'm just going to tell you, paying them off and walking away and the weekly payment being higher, I'm not willing to go above $1,250 a week. There's no way. So something in your numbers is off.
Well,
something along those lines are off. If you're telling me, unless my payback is not that high. The last loan I took out was $55,000 or $56,000 over 12 months. That was the last re-up.
Okay. Do you know what your original terms were?
What do you mean, my original?
Your original loan contract with OnDeck.
I think I took something like $12,000 or something like that. Paid back, maybe $16,000.
Let's kind of walk through that. So if you borrow $12,000 and you pay back, this is all a cents on the dollar program, and I'm assuming you've done a year term for each loan, right?
Yeah, a year term for each loan, and then paid it back and around the 50% mark.
No worries. And look, this is not, look, if you don't want to do anything, no harm, no foul. I think we have the best programs in the industry. That doesn't mean it works for every customer. We can keep your approval open, and should you have a need before you want to go with OnDeck, feel free to. Bank of Carbon is not in the business of like duking it out with OnDeck.
Yeah, but the numbers you're giving me is telling me that the payback is higher. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm paying almost $1,400 a week with you guys, so something is not adding up unless there's numbers in there, that you're not telling me about.
Okay, so all loans are not priced the same. There's not a standard price for loans, just like there's not a standard price for Granite.
So that means you're telling me that I have a better loan with OnDeck.
You might. This is your third time you said with OnDeck, so your loan's been successively cheaper. So let me just walk you through the numbers. So if you borrowed, and I encourage you actually to get a copy of your contracts, of all the contracts you sign, because then we can walk through it step by step. I appreciate it. It's 6:15 your time, so I understand everyone has long days. But if you borrow $12,000 and you pay back $16,000, it's just a multiplier. So you have to understand, what if I borrow $12,000 and I get to $16,000, what am I paying per dollar? Well, you're paying 33 cents on the dollar from what I understand. Because 12,000 times 1.33 is about 16 grand. It's 15.
Right, but I'm just giving you a ballpark. I don't care where I'm at right now or where I was with the first loan. All that I know is where I'm at right now, even if it's the third time I did it, the fact is that I'm still not going to get into a crappier loan. So my question to you, Ruben, which I'm starting to feel you're a little shady, is that when we spoke on Friday, you told me that you would be looking at a second position loan that'd be about $20,000 over a 12-month period that we'd be looking at about $100 a day.
Number one, I'm not shady. We've been in business 12 years, and I'm more than happy to pass you to a supervisor. It's not a problem. I'm just a salaried employee. I'm not as shady at all. You got referred to me by an equipment vendor, so that's completely untrue. Number two, I'm not the underwriter.
Well, the way you're talking right now is starting to raise red flags with me. That's all that I'm saying.
We're a Better Business Bureau accredited. I can pass you to a supervisor. It's not an issue. I'm not the underwriter. This, and I can send you an email so you have everything in writing.
What product have I been approved for? That's what I would like to know.
We have a few offers. We have one, which is a second position loan, which is $20,000. It's over 6 months. I've asked them to go to 8 months. I haven't heard a response back. I can send you everything in writing. The second offer.
Okay, so if I talk to a supervisor, they will verify that they're not willing to take that second position loan for 12 months.
On that specific approval, it's for 6 months. I've asked for 8 months. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, what if I wanted something like that, and instead of $20,000, we were looking at $10,000?
You could do that as well. You could do that as well, but just so you know, it's a much more expensive loan. That loan...
Yeah, but that's apples to oranges. If you're telling me paying back $10,000 over 6 months is a lot more affordable for me to pay $100 a day...
Well, let's give you
something that I'm going to pay more money with your, refinance loan. It doesn't make sense to me. So whether it's 2% cheaper or not, which actually I don't see it being 2% cheaper, that one doesn't seem to be working in my best interest.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through this, and then I'm also sending you an email so you have everything in writing, okay? So your loan right now, and I'm going to shoot it to you, it's not $100 a day. Your loan, it's a 35 cents on the dollar over 6 months. It's a very expensive loan. It's my job is not to pay judge, jury, and executioner. I can send you an offer in writing so you can have it. It's up to $25,500. You can more than easily borrow whatever you want. I don't know if there's a minimum on that program. It might be like $5,000, but you can borrow $10,000 if you wish. Not a problem.
Right. So I'm saying if it's $10,000 over 6 months, what am I paying per day?
You are paying, let's just run you the numbers. So $10,000, there's a $500 fee that they roll into that loan regardless, by the way. On that one, they won't negotiate at all. But if you look at $10,500, the payback is a 135. So you're paying back $14,175, and that's 126 daily payments. So you're paying $112.50.
Okay. All right.
So basically the whole idea here is just because you're looking at this as a weekly basis, and I think that's the key here. And I'm not incentivized to offer you other programs. I'm incentivized to just tell you the truth. If you got $10,000, that would add, just you know, on a weekly basis, that would increase your weekly basis by $562.50.
Right.
Which is a lot of money. So by getting
I'd rather do that than get into a worse loan. That I don't feel is good, unless that payment of 13 something, I'm just not going to do it on one loan.
Oh, that's fine.
Because it sounds like my payback after I pay on deck and the other thing is going to be less than $10,000.
I'm sorry, say that once more.
What's my
Are you looking like what amount would I net if I use the refinance?
Yeah.
Okay, and I think I understand your point now. Your point is, if I use that refinance, basically...
Right, I think my payoff right now is probably going to be in the range of $42,000.
Okay, so if you did that, and I can understand your math here, so if you did $35,000 and you owed Cabbage $7,000, that's $42,000.
Yep.
So you're saying, hey, look, if I do this $56,000 loan, and I have to use, and I don't even know if you can use all this money to pay off a current debt. We might be talking about a non-starter. So don't, I believe you can, but you're saying, hey, look, if I use a $56,000 loan, and I have to use $42,000 to pay off current debt, I'm only netting $42,000. So what's my payment going to be, correct?
No. I would basically be getting back a total of what, 13,000?
14.
Okay, 14.
My payback
is going to be going up weekly.
Well, I think the way to look at it is, and I'd like to send you an email so you have it all in writing, if the numbers work, and I'll send you a detailed explanation, but I think this is kind of the way to look at it so I can give you both options, and I'm going to do this over the phone, and I'm going to send you an email. So we can look at both programs. If you did a second position loan for $10,500, your payment would go up by $112 a day. So you multiply that by 5, you know, 112 a day times 5, we are at about $562.50 a week.
I'll still pay that off in 6 months.
Correct, which might be something that you're really comfortable with. Just to give you the apples to apples comparison, I think the apples to apples has to be netting that same 10,000. So if underwriting allows you to use if you owe a $42,000 balance, and if they allow you to do, say, a $52,000 loan and only net $10,000, basically the same comparison, what would it do? Well, your payment on the 12-month program would be cheaper. And the only reason is this. Your payment would go up by about $100 a week versus $500. I can shoot you both options, though, and you can tell me what your feedback is. There's no incentive for me to offer you either or.
All right. Now, what's the other one that you were telling me about, $6,000?
Well, on this offer, but they would have to pay off Cabbage. So there's another offer on this longer-term loan for a second position. It's for $6,000, but they'd have to pay off Cabbage. So it would be a non-starter for you. I don't think you'd be interested in it. If your balance is $7,000, it wouldn't even work.
Right.
It'd be an ineffective approval. But I'm going to send you everything in writing. So you have a chance to look at it, compare it. I'll do some research on my end, and hopefully we'll have a resolution on what you want to do tomorrow. But I just want to kind of draw a look at both differences. At the same time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see on both approvals, especially on the second position refinance, if you can get more money. Because if you're borrowing more money at a cheaper, for a longer period, it might be attractive to you. If you can get $80,000 and you can net more money, that might be something that will work for you, just so you have your options.
Yep, that might be something that would work a little better.
So let me give me a few minutes. I'm going to drop a thorough email to you. And if you have any questions, just can you give me a call?
Yep, I'll give you a call if I have any questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.